Hi, this is Randy Atkins, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Today's podcast provides important information for the public and the news media in the event of a terrorist biological attack. It is one of four fact sheets on potential terrorist attacks prepared by the National Academies in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. They were produced by the National Research Council Division on Earth and Life Studies as part of the National Academy of Engineering project called News and Terrorism, Communicating in a Crisis. A biological attack is the intentional release of a disease-causing agent, a pathogen, or a poisonous substance produced by a living organism, a biotoxin, against humans, plants, or animals. An attack against people could be used to cause illness, death, fear, social disruption, and economic damage. An attack on agricultural plants and animals would primarily cause economic damage, loss of confidence in the food supply, and possible loss of life. It is useful to distinguish between two kinds of biological agents: transmissible agents that spread from person to person or animal to animal, and agents that may cause adverse effects in exposed individuals but that do not make those individuals contagious to others. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, lists the biothreat agents considered to pose the highest threat. Once obtained, agents must be cultured or grown in quantity and then processed for use in an attack, that is, weaponized. Agents can be isolated from sources in nature, either biotoxins or agents that cause zoonotic diseases, that is, that occur in wildlife and are transmissible to humans. They can be acquired from laboratories or bioweapon stockpiles. Smallpox virus is officially studied in only two laboratories in the world. Anthrax is widely studied in labs. Hemorrhagic fever viruses are studied only in limited high-security locations. Most high-threat agents had been studied and stockpiled in bioweapons programs outside the United States until as recently as the 1990s. Other agents could be synthesized or genetically manipulated in a laboratory. This would require expertise and access to advanced technology. For an attack on people, biological agents could be disseminated in one or more of the following ways. Aerosol dissemination is the dispersal of an agent in air from sprayers or other devices. The agent must be cultured and processed to the proper size to maximize human infections while maintaining the agent's stability and pathogenicity, that is, the ability to produce illness. An aerosol attack might take place outdoors in a populated area or indoors, for example, in the ventilation system of a building, in the subway, on planes. It takes expertise to process biological agents to maximize the effect of aerosol dissemination, but even relatively crude devices could have an impact. Food or water, especially ready-to-eat food, could be intentionally contaminated with pathogens or toxins. The water supply is less vulnerable because dilution, filtration, and the addition of chlorine can kill most disease-causing organisms. Human carriers could spread transmissible agents by coughing, through body fluids, or by contaminating surfaces. Most agents would make people ill or incapacitated before they could become highly contagious, thereby reducing transmission of the disease. Infected animals can cause people to become ill through contact with the animals or contaminated animal products. Insects naturally spread some agents, such as plague bacteria, and potentially could be used in an attack. Agents could also be physically distributed through the U.S. mail or other means. For an agricultural attack, a point introduction of an infected plant or animal or its fluids could spread disease through the rest of the crop or livestock. Agricultural biothreat agents, for example, foot and mouth disease, avian influenza, soybean rust, and carnal bunt of wheat, do not have to be aerosolized to be effectively disseminated. Unlike a chemical or nuclear attack, a biological attack may go undetected for hours, days, or potentially weeks, depending on the agent, until people, animals, or plants show symptoms of disease. If there are no immediate signs of the attack, as with the anthrax letters, a biological attack will probably first be detected by local healthcare workers observing a pattern of unusual illness, or by early warning monitoring systems that detect airborne pathogens. Evidence of an attack may appear in animals before humans. For an aerosol release, the area affected would depend on the quantity of agent released, whether the release is indoors or outdoors, and weather conditions. Agents released outdoors would disperse roughly in the direction of the prevailing wind and could degrade with sunlight and by drying out from environmental exposure. Agents released indoors could initially have a higher concentration. Sometimes agents can be re-aerosolized by machinery, foot traffic, or other means. There may be uncertainties about crucial facts such as the exact location or extent of the initial release, the type of biological agent used, and likelihood of additional releases. Laboratory scientists will work quickly to identify the specific agent. Epidemiologists will attempt to trace the path of infections back toward a single person, vector, such as an insect or animal, vehicle, such as food or water, or other point of origin. Attribution of a biological attack is typically much more difficult than attribution of a conventional terrorist attack. Biothreat agents have the potential to produce a life-threatening illness. Biotoxins are essentially poisons that can be fatal at high enough doses. Even a small amount of some biothreat agents released in the air could result in significant loss of life, depending on a number of factors that include the infectivity of the agent, that is, how many particles are needed to cause illness, lethality of the agent, and length of time it takes to detect and treat those who are exposed or who have become ill. The exact infectious dose, that is, the number of organisms needed to make one sick, of most biological agents is unknown. Approximate doses are extrapolated from animal studies. Whether a person becomes ill after exposure to a biological agent depends on a number of factors, including the type and amount of agent taken into the body, the duration of exposure, the route of exposure, for example, inhalation, ingestion, or insect bite, and host factors, for example, age, immune status, other illnesses of the person exposed. Some transmissible, that is, contagious diseases can be spread through respiratory droplets from coughing and sneezing, or when a person comes in contact with a surface harboring a virus or bacteria and then touches their mouth or nose. The viral hemorrhagic fevers and cholera are spread by direct contact with body fluids or feces. People infected with contagious diseases may widely disseminate the disease by travel. What should people do to protect themselves? People in the group or area that authorities have linked to exposure who have symptoms that match those described should seek emergency medical attention. Use common sense, practice good hygiene and cleanliness to avoid spreading germs. People who are potentially exposed should 1. Follow instructions of healthcare providers and other public health officials, and 2. Expect to receive medical evaluation and treatment. Be prepared for long lines. If the disease is contagious, persons exposed may be quarantined. If people become aware of a suspicious substance nearby, they should quickly get away. Cover their mouths and noses with layers of fabric that can filter the air but still allow breathing. Wash with soap and water. Contact authorities. Watch TV, listen to the radio, or check the internet for official news and information, including the signs and symptoms of the disease, if medications or vaccinations are being distributed, and where to seek medical attention if they become sick. Seek emergency medical attention if they become sick. In general, bacterial illnesses are treated with antibiotics, and viral illnesses are treated with supportive care, although there are a few specific medications to treat viral infections. Biotoxins are treated with antidotes or antitoxins if available. Vaccines can prevent or mitigate the effects of a disease. The smallpox vaccine may provide protection even if given 1 to 4 days after exposure, and the anthrax vaccine can be given after inhalation exposure if accompanied by treatment with antibiotics for a number of weeks. Methods to control contagious disease include isolation, quarantine, barrier methods, that is, gloves, filter masks, eye protection, and hand washing. Rapid identification of potentially infected persons increases the effectiveness of these methods. The long-term health consequences for those who survive exposure to biological attack agents are unknown. A long-term medical surveillance program would likely be established to monitor potential health effects of those exposed. This report brief was prepared by the National Academy of Engineering and the National Research Council of the National Academies in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. For more information, contact Randy Atkins at 202-334-1508 or atkins@nae.edu or visit www.nae.edu/factsheets. Other National Research Council reports related to this topic, such as making the nation safer and tracking the atmospheric dispersion of hazardous materials releases, are available from the National Academies Press at www.nap.edu. My name is Randy Atkins, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have full text of more than 3,000 books and publications available to read free online. The nation turns to the National Academies for independent, objective advice on issues that affect people's lives worldwide.